I was very struck when I was in Bangkok years ago, years and years ago, and the floating market there, where, again, whole communities, it seemed, families and traders and providers and so on, and of course as well as customers of the market, would spend the vast majority of their waking hours on the water, and probably, you know, their sleeping hours as well. And I forget the name of the district. I mean, obviously it's very famous. And there you really were aware of the water defining a whole continuity of culture across centuries. And even though it was the market is, I suppose the market is the most regular example of the present in a way, because the market is a constantly shifting trading space, and it occupies a daily turnover of goods and services. It's the most present expression almost of human activity in a way, the market. But of course it's built on these much older sites and patterns of behaviour. I was really aware of this in Bangkok in a way that I'd never thought about markets here locally. Again, it's about, I suppose, going somewhere else, and you come back and see your own place with different eyes in the sense that